Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. That's 800-756-3744.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you with tons and tons of things to talk about in the sports world. Major League Baseball, will those guys get it together? I sure hope so, Mike Wilson, as I'm seeing some of the fellas around town at the parks. And I'm not talking about the ballparks. I'm talking about community parks, parks where people go out and go play on the swing set. People play on the tennis courts. They're out there throwing in the fields right now, people. It's real. I'm watching it happen in front of my very own eyes. We got NBA All-Star Weekend. We got NFL football over and done with. We got college basketball, March Madness right in the mix. Mike Wilson, you better stop me, brother, because I'm going wild and it's just getting started here this morning, my friend.
It is just getting started, and it's that time of year where you and I and a lot of other people will be like, what are we talking about? There's no NFL, there's no college football out there, but you know, we'll see what these spring leagues may have or maybe don't have, but it is NBA All-Star Weekend. I watched the three-point contest, did not watch the dunk. I can't watch the dunk contest anymore. It's just kind of a joke. You know, the NBA is trying to showcase itself. And, of course, with the All-Star game being in Cleveland, LeBron makes a little bit of news. Imagine that. LeBron,
yeah, absolutely.
Drama.
But Karl-Anthony Towns, man, I'll tell you what, he definitely put on a show. That dude can flat out shoot the rock, whether it's a big man, small man. I don't really give a rat's, you know what. That dude can flat out shoot the rock. And he definitely put on a show out shooting Trae Young, out shooting Kennard, out shooting everybody, man. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets combat all forms of ED and can help men gain extra confidence when it's time to perform. No visits to the doctor, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right prescription. Blue Chew's tablets are chewable, and they're made in the USA. They prepare and ship directly, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Plus, there's a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code SPORTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code SPORTS, to receive your first month free.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, as always, tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways. You can always holler at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on the Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And we are now going to jump out to the phones and hook up with a very usual regular guest on the program, but he's been a little in and out of the mix as of late because we've been having some issues here and there with things on the program. But hey, we're back in action and we're super glad to have you back with us. John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So people, guess what we talked to him about? We're obviously going to talk hockey, but we're also going to talk about something that's not happening, at least at this moment in time, and that would be Major League Baseball. Good morning, John. First and foremost, it is very good to have you on the program today, my friend.
Good morning, Andy. Great to be back with you after taking a little vacation. So looking forward to chatting about some hockey and some non-baseball activity with you.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I had my rant in the opening. I don't know if you listened at that point, but I have been seeing the fellas around town because, as you guys know, I'm very familiar with the park system out here. I love playing tennis. I'm out there almost every single day, and I'm seeing the fellas. Let's start there with baseball, like, because there's nothing going on, but there really is something going on. So let's start there. I'm seeing the fellas out at the parks throwing, and you know, I'm talking to the guys here and there, John and Mike, and I'm like, what's going on? And these guys are just, they're frustrated. I guess that's the word I would say. I'm talking to the ball players. And they're frustrated about what's going on, John.
That's not surprising. You know, I mean, we've talked about this a number of times, that for many, many years now, certainly through all of our generation's lifetimes, there's been a big disconnect between the ownership and the MLB and the MLBPA, and it's two sides that have historically not liked each other. I don't think there's ever been a negotiation session that has been anything less than acrimonious. These guys just always seem to be more intent on making the most money that they can rather than coming to some kind of an agreement that everybody can live with. I can understand why everybody's frustrated. I can see both sides of this, but to let this go this long, I mean, we knew this was going to happen back at the end of last season. It became official on December the 1st. Here we are the second or third week in February, and the best we had last week was a 15-minute meeting between two sides that are far apart. We're all bright enough to know that when you have a 15-minute meeting between two sides that are far apart, you're not going to leave that meeting with something that's been resolved. So it's not good news. I can understand why they're frustrated. I understand they're both sides are ready to talk every day this coming week if necessary, but my question is, why do they leave it this long?
No, you know what, John, and good morning from sunny Arizona again. Yes. The question I have is, you know, we have this lockout, and we have two sides that, you know, we've talked about in the past that really don't like one another, and they complain about money being spent and money not being spent. And then at the same time, one of these owners in Washington is offering, you know, Soto 13 years $350 million. Are the owners just hypocrites, or, you know, with all this money, or how do we kind of process this?
Well, that's a real good question, and obviously nobody has the answer to that. You know, the owners are making it worse for themselves. There's no question about that. You can understand why the players want all of the money. They feel that their careers are short. Everybody that's ever worked for anybody else has always tried to make the most money they can. I mean, anybody that's listening, the three of us, can sit here and say any place we've ever worked, we've always tried to get the most money we can for the effort that we've put at our desks, put on the field, whatever our jobs might have been. The owners are businessmen, so their obvious goal is to make money. My guess is that the owners probably feel that if every other owner is doing it, they have to fight fire with fire. And at the end of the day, they'll recover it by simply passing it on to the fans, which they have done in the past. My question is, when is that going to stop? At some point in time, the fans are going to have to say, hey, guys, enough is enough. My TV is still a nice place to watch a ball game. For $200 a year, I can subscribe to MLB TV. Do I really need to pay all this money to go to a ballpark and buy a ticket at $100? Sooner or later, they're going to kill the goose that's laid the golden egg, and I think we're getting awfully, awfully close to that position right now.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball, or the lack of Major League Baseball at this moment in time. You can always check him out on Twitter at 12 John Poulter. Check Mike out at Pigskin Opinion. Check me out at Dorf on Sports. We got to talk about this a little bit because we've found out some news about the Tyler Skaggs situation, and it hits home to Mike and I, knowing a little bit about this young man who was with the Arizona Diamondbacks and then the fallout there with the Angels. Can you speak on this a little bit and maybe what will continue to happen and what will come out even maybe a little further, John?
Well, a very disappointing situation all around. I mean, clearly we knew that there was something amiss when this young man passed away. You know, the question was always, was it simply the, I'm going to use the word medication he was taking, or was there some other influence? Obviously, I was not present at the court case. I don't have access to any of the facts. All I know is what I've seen on TV and what I've read in the newspapers and online. But my understanding is that he was given I'm going to call them medicated tablets, some dangerous medication by the trainer, who I believe his name was Eric Kay. Whether Mr. Kay was legitimately knowledgeable enough to prescribe that, we don't know. Certainly I don't know. The bottom line is that the courts have found him guilty. He has not as yet been sentenced. Apparently, there seems to be some indication that not only were the tablets part of the problem, but alcohol. And I was a little bit surprised when I saw the defense attorney speaking after the trial, almost sort of resigned to the verdict. And I thought it was interesting that, A, There was no talk of an appeal by the defense, which I usually see as the first thing that comes out of the defense lawyer's mouth when he's lost a verdict. And the second thing I did not see anything on was whether there was any comments about whether perhaps the tablets had been affected by the use of alcohol. Now, clearly that, you know, if there was use of alcohol, that would not have been the trainer's issue. That would have been Tyler Skaggs' issue. We weren't there. We don't know. All I can say is it's a very sad situation all around. I hope that players and trainers and clubs alike have all learned something from this, and that this type of behavior ceases before another valuable young life is taken way, way too early.
I just have one quick one for you, John, and it's more about this lockout. Let's say they figure things out. How many games are we looking at them playing this year, realistically?
I guess a lot depends, Andy, on when they start spring training. The last I've heard about spring training games starting, the earliest projection I've seen now is March the 5th. Now, I'm assuming that that's based on some kind of an agreement being reached very quickly, which means they can go to spring training very quickly, which means that they can start on March the 5th. If they can start on March the 5th, that would still give them 3.5 weeks before the scheduled start of the regular season. The way guys come to camp these days, I can see it being realistic that they could start the season on the 31st of March the way that the schedule was originally drawn up. I don't see that as a problem. If it goes beyond this week, I see it as a major problem. If they have to cut into the regular season, then that becomes a whole bunch more of negotiations. And I know the players are not very happy about giving up a part of the regular season. And of course, that comes from the fact that they wouldn't be paid during that period if they weren't playing in the regular season. Spring training games, they're not paid for, so it's not that big of a deal. But
right.
I'd be a little concerned over it if I was looking at it either as an owner or a player.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back with more of John Poulter, our professor of sports, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close, everybody.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf, and we're talking to our professor of sports, John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. We talk baseball. We obviously talk NHL hockey. Anything that you have to tell us more about MLB before we move on to NHL hockey, John, at all?
No, nothing that really sort of jumps at me, Andy. I mean, we're talking the usual things in this discussion between the players and the owners. We're talking all the usual things that never seem to go away: service time, playoff money, arbitration, the balance tax. You know, it's as much the accountants as it is the players and the owners here. But these are two sides that just can't seem to get on the same page in terms of reaching a common goal. And they're both very stubborn, and they both have very stubborn leaders. So I've never seen this as a short-term transaction, and I think that's probably been proven correct, that here we are in what should be the second week of spring training, and these guys are still talking.
Yeah, I just got one final one, and then let's talk a little hockey. What's your thought on Ohtani this year and how they're going to use him? And, you know, you and I maybe were a little bit wrong about this guy, but over time we'll see how everything kind of lasts for him. But is the sky the limit for this guy, or what?
I'm not so sure I'd say the sky is the limit, but if I was the LA Angels, I think I'd look at it on the basis of why fix something that as of yet doesn't appear to be broken. You and I both feel that he'd be better suited to being a full-time hitter, but if they feel they can get a good start out of him every week, we all know the problems the Angels have had with pitching over the last 20 years. Maybe that's one start a week that they can use him for, and they don't have to worry about going to the bullpen for a fourth or fifth guy. I still think at the end of the day he's going to end up being a hitter. He obviously won the MVP last year because of his hitting skills more so than his pitching skills. So I still see his long-term future as a hitter. But as long as he's effective as a pitcher, I think the Angels will probably continue to use him that way.
All right, speaking with John Poulter, our professor of sports, going to switch gears now, talk a little NHL hockey. And it's crazy how from one coast to the other coast, how much things can be different. And obviously I'm talking about the Florida coast, where you have the Panthers, you have the Lightning, and then you switch over to the West Coast, where you have teams like the Coyotes or the LA Kings, right? Just not really doing what they're supposed to. The San Jose Sharks team that was in the mix a few years back. It's interesting to say the least, but John, not that much has really changed when you think about it. We haven't spoke to you a lot about NHL hockey in a while, but when I look at the standings, it doesn't seem like all that much has changed to me.
No, it hasn't. You know, you look at each of the four division races, Andy, and it's much the same today, with maybe one exception. As it's been most of the season, and I say that on the basis that in just about every division we've had that little cluster of three teams at the top of the division, and then we've had quite a fall off. The only division where that has been sort of rectified a little bit over the last month or so would be in Colorado, and you know that since the start of the season I've been of the opinion that Colorado might be the best team top to bottom in the NHL, and here they are sitting with a 12-point lead over the St. Louis Blues in that division. So, you know, perhaps that says something about the strength of that Colorado team. The other team that's surprisingly come alive lately, now that they've started playing some games after losing a lot of games because of COVID issues, the Calgary Flames, 9-1 in their last 10, those last nine in a row, and all of a sudden they find themselves with a four-point lead over the Vegas Golden Knights and two games in hand over the Golden Knights. But, you know, other than that, we're pretty much seeing the same two or three teams at the top of each division, and I'm talking teams like Carolina, Pittsburgh, the Rangers, and Washington in that Metropolitan Division, and you know, Vegas and Edmonton now starting to get back in the mix. Edmonton hit rock bottom, fired their coach a few games ago, and all of a sudden they've won five in a row since they changed their coach. Same players, different coach. Frankly, that surprises me a little bit because, as you know, I've always been a big supporter of Dave Tippett. I thought he did an excellent job when he was in Arizona with the Coyotes. I was surprised to see them let him go. But at the end of the day, they made a change in Edmonton, and it appears to have turned the team around. So things are pretty much the same as they were. You know, we're now 50 games into an 82-game season, so we're 62% of the way in. So I think what we're seeing is what we're going to get going forward, quite frankly.
You know, John, when you talk about seeing what you're going to get, you know, your eyes don't deceive you, and it's just what we're going to get. Arizona. Like, is Arizona, is that the NHL version of purgatory? Like, you know, I can't imagine these players. I mean, I know that they're prideful players and everything, but it just has to be demoralizing when you have an organization that, I don't know, to me, they can't get in front of anything.
I don't think they can get out of their own way, quite frankly, Mike.
Yeah, no, I mean, and that's my question is, like, we talk about them possibly going to Houston or, you know, moving out of town. There's always that. They're going to get a new arena, evidently, in Scottsdale or Tempe. But what's it going to take for this organization to get out of their own way?
Well, first of all, they have to hire some good hockey, like any other sport, Mike. They have to hire good hockey people, and they have to let those good hockey people run the franchise, and they have to give them time to build it up. I mean, you bring in new management in any sport, and the first thing the incoming guy has to do, or the incoming person has to do, is evaluate what's there, determine how it can be fixed, and determine how long it's going to take to be fixed. You can't continue to change the program every 2 years. And I don't know whether you saw Gary Bettman's interview at the NHL All-Star Game or not on this particular topic of the Arizona Coyotes, but he was asked a question about, you know, what was the league's view on the Coyotes moving to a university-based arena with a maximum capacity of 5,000 for perhaps three seasons. And I was blown away by Bettman's response. He kind of gave the indication that he didn't think the Coyotes would be any worse off playing in a 5,000-seat arena than they are playing where they are now.
Well,
to me, that was a tremendous
admission. Let me jump in, John. That's because they only get about 5,000. So at least maybe this way they can sell out the arena.
Well, their costs are still going to be the same. You know, I just don't get it, quite frankly. To me, that says an awful lot about how poorly the team is supported. If the league is saying it can survive in a 5,000 seat arena, that to me, they should be waving the white flag and saying, guys, it's time to get out of town.
No, I agree. They should submit. But I'm going to go back. Let's go back years and years and years ago, okay? We had Wayne Gretzky in this organization. Like, for crying out loud, we've had the best of the best when you really think about it. But Wayne saw the writing on the wall. I'm sorry. Now that I think about this whole thing and I put it all in perspective now about I almost said it. I was going to say the S show here in Phoenix, but I'm going to call it the you-know-what show. It's a bad show, okay? But my point is this. Wayne Gretzky knew this long ago, and Wayne came, went, and left in a damn hurry because, you know what? He saw the writing on the wall. That's my humble opinion, John.
Oh, I agree with you 100%, and not only was Wayne Gretzky a very great hockey player, perhaps the greatest our generation has ever seen, he's no idiot when it comes to looking at the finances of a team and the success of a team, and you're correct when you say he saw the handwriting on the wall. Unfortunately, the Coyotes might have had a chance of making it if Gretzky had have been a player with the Coyotes rather than an executive and a coach, but of course he was beyond his playing days when he arrived in Phoenix. I don't think he wanted to be associated with the organization. I'm 3,000 miles away. I always thought he was embarrassed to be there, quite frankly, when he saw what appears from where I sit to be a gong show going on down there.
I agree 1,000%. You and I, for the most part, we're always on the same page, John Poulter. Hey, want to leave you with this since we don't really talk to you much about it, but I know you watched it. So your thoughts from the Super Bowl. It was actually a pretty good game. 23-20 was the final score there. The Rams win it. But give us a hockey perspective from what you took away from the Super Bowl.
Well, difficult to compare because the Super Bowl is different than the other three major sports in that it's a kind of a one-game take-all, and if they played seven games for the Super Bowl, who's to say that the Rams would have won? What I will say is, as a completely neutral observer, because I have no skin in the game in terms of either the Rams or the Cincinnati Bengals, I was just happy to see a competitive game. The Super Bowl, perhaps the most hyped sports event that we see on television in our generation. So many times we have seen a super bust as opposed to a Super Bowl. The game has been absolutely terrible. I've been encouraged the last two or three years that we've seen some competitive games, and in the last couple of years specifically, we've seen games that were decided close to the end of those games. And that was kind of the theme throughout the NFL playoffs this year. There were so many games that were decided either by a field goal or literally on the last play of the game. I don't know how many playoff games there were. I'm going to say probably 11 or 12. I have to do the math very quickly. But the 7 or 8 that I saw, almost every one of them, the play at the end of the game was the deciding play. You can't write the script any better than that. So I think from an advertising standpoint, I think it was just what the NFL needed, and it's nice to see a team win a close Super Bowl, and perhaps even nicer to see a team get the opportunity for the second year in a row to win in front of their own fans.
Very well said.
The Rams were deserving. Yeah. Bengals would have been a good choice, but it was a good game.
Very well said, John. Hey, look forward to talking to you next week. I think we got things back in order, my friend. So have a
Sounds
great rest
good.
Of the day.
Always we'll a pleasure. Look forward week. To chatting next week.
Sounds good. John Poulter, professor of sports. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
You're always up for some fun with the family. So you order the essentials, a new board game, some baking supplies, and even a new projector for outdoor movie night. And with the Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, you can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards which you can put toward an extra treat that everyone will enjoy, like an old-fashioned popcorn machine. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6, leaving the light on for ski bums. Lift ticket prices have gotten steeper than a double black diamond. To save some money for more powder days, I suggest eating a half-frozen PB&J on the chairlift and staying at a Motel 6. They have a clean, comfortable room at a great low rate. So throw on those stretched-out long johns from a couple years ago and head for the lift lines. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. A lot to talk about in the sports world. You can get at us a couple few different ways. Holler, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on the Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it is Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Mike, let's talk some real NBA hoops for a moment here. Obviously, All-Star Weekend happening, and which, by the way, always live, the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Sunday mornings. Listen, brother, a lot went down in the past week or so. James Harden is now a member of the Philadelphia 76ers. The Nets got themselves a whole slew of new guys. Kevin Durant's still out of the lineup, but we know he will be back. The Toronto Raptors playing much better. Your Boston Celtics playing much better at this moment in time. I think we got ourselves a fun race when I think about what's to come in the last 22 games or so, which, by the way, they really take this All-Star break pretty late when I think about it. But the Celtics now in that top six, which is impressive as all hell. They're 9-1 in their last 10. They've been playing a lot better. Let's just put it that way. Toronto, Brooklyn right now in that write-in area because they're both 7-8. I expect that to change. So the question becomes, who falls out of the top six? I don't necessarily believe in the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think they got a lot of young guns. You know, you're mixing Kevin Love there. But at the end of the day, that's a team that I'm going to watch. The Atlanta Hawks, they had a really, really good season last year, right? Getting to the Eastern Conference Finals and eventually losing to the champs, Milwaukee Bucks. They're in the 10 hole. Like, this is interesting, man. I'm sorry. And then you go to the Western Conference, you know, you got the Phoenix Suns who are just cruising through the league right now, and they've got a 6.5 game lead over the Golden State Warriors, who, by the way, everybody's gaga goo goo over the Golden State Warriors because they're not whole, they're not complete right now. And when they are complete, when they are whole, who the heck knows how good they can be. But Phoenix is literally running away with things, a 6.5 game lead and the best record in all of the NBA. I think one of the biggest surprises, Mike, this Memphis Grizzly team, whether they're being led by Ja or not, they're winning basketball games, dude. And I think when they're not being led by Ja, I think that's the more impressive part. They're still winning games at a ridiculous clip. The Jazz are up there. The Mavs are up there. They're interesting now that Luka has more shooters around him. I think they'll be fun to watch. Denver, another team that they're not quite whole. They're not complete yet. Will they be whole? Will they be complete by the end of the season? Honestly, dude, there's so many more questions than answers right now as far as I'm concerned with the NBA. What say you?
There are a lot of questions surrounding the NBA. I mean, look, let's just start in the East. Brooklyn, who's going to take the fall for that disaster of bringing those big three together? Is it, you know, are people going to look at, like, well, Kyrie could only play half the games because of COVID restrictions?
Well, hold on. You do realize things are changing with that rule. And I'm going to tell you right now, bro, don't be shocked and surprised if all that gets lifted in New York very, very soon. Just watch. But go ahead.
No, I agree. And I know what's going on in New York in terms of those restrictions. So that, you know, that'll play a part for sure. Then you got to look at, you know, James Harden going to Philly. James has been on what, two or three teams in the last 2 years, and he's got himself out of shape. He's not reporting. He's made things difficult. You know, sometimes you have to look at a player and like, you know, get your act together. You know, you want to be considered one of the top players, then quit kind of forcing your way out of town, you know, depending on what team you're on. I have doubts that he stays in Philly, even though Daryl Morey's probably going to make every attempt, obviously, to keep a player such as James Harden. And then, you know, yeah, Boston's playing better. They won 9 out of 10 or 10 out of 11 or, you know, something along those lines. And, you know, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum actually kind of look like they enjoy playing together again.
I agree, because for a long, long time it was – I'm telling you, there was a lot of stress on that basketball court. So somebody got in their ear and said, look, you guys could maybe be really, really good together if you just let it happen.
Right, right. And, you know, the other thing with, you know, with Jaylen Brown, I mean, in my opinion, Jaylen should be in Cleveland for All-Star Weekend playing that game. But, you know, there's only so many spots. There's only so many people you can put on the team. So that, you know, rant over from Wilson here. Then you look at the West. Yeah, I mean, Phoenix, I mean, come on, they're the best team in the NBA with the best record. They got 6.5 game lead, like you said, over Golden State. What are we going to get out of Golden State down the stretch? You know, because everybody, like you said, been throwing money in on Golden State getting to the playoffs, obviously. And then, you know, there's been a few people that think that they're going to win the whole thing. I don't know if I see that yet. Memphis and Ja and the – yeah, I mean, look, their coach should be up for Coach of the Year. You should probably put Ja in the MVP conversation as well. And then, you know, Denver. You know, I don't know what to think of Denver, Andy. I really don't, because they play well and then they play poorly. They're a little more up and down than I would like. But we're going to start coming down the stretch here. It's February. Playoffs start in May or the end of April. You know, we're going to get some good basketball down the stretch.
I don't disagree. You know, it's kind of interesting that neither one of us mentioned a team in particular. And I think you know where I'm going right here. I'm obviously talking about the Los Angeles Lakers, who, I got to tell you, man, you and I, when this all came about, when general manager LeBron James handcrafted this team, you and I looked at it and we were like, bro, I could play on that squad, man. I mean, I think I'm old enough to join Team LeBron. Like, I'm not kidding about this, okay? And this time around, LeBron really did a poor job as a general manager, okay? And then as the most recent thing that happened, once watching Anthony Davis go down the other night with that ankle, it just crumbled, man. I'm sorry, but I don't – dude, if I give you this stat – if I'm not mistaken, and now it's going to be more because he's going to miss more games. But in the last 3 years, do you have any clue about – just give me a guess about how many games do you think Anthony Davis has missed over the last 3 seasons or so, Mike? Any guess?
I'm going to guess about 85 games.
All right, so you're a little bit high because that would be a whole season and then a little bit more. But we're approaching that, okay? We're approaching that, my friend. The number the other day was 66. So when you think about that and you put it all in perspective, right? This guy's available 1 out of every 3 games. I'm sorry, but that just doesn't cut it, man. And LeBron James has done a poor job of putting together this team. Westbrook, I don't know what the hell's going on there. I feel bad for that guy because he's actually a really, really good player with a great motor, and there's just something that just isn't working in L.A. This L.A. story is an L.A. joke this time around, and we're not talking about the Los Angeles Lakers the way that people were saying that this was a championship-caliber team. I never thought that. I don't even think they're going to make the playoffs, for crying out loud, Mike.
No, I'm starting to kind of get into that train of thought. Do the Lakers even make it to the dance, you know, at the end of the year? Look, AD is he's a great player, but he's injured all the freaking time. Like, you can't depend on him to be there for you down the stretch, because he's so brittle. I mean, look, this goes back to his New Orleans days. You know, he missed a bunch of games in New Orleans, and the Lakers, when they traded for him, or when LeBron traded for him, knew exactly what the risks were with AD, and the risks are showing their ugly head right now.
I think the biggest problem that I have with what the Lakers have done, and I'm not even a Laker fan, so it doesn't bother me in the sense of, like, I'm a fan of this team and I see what they're doing to the future of the team. But, dude, think about how many draft picks, think about how many young guys they've gotten rid of over the past few years to appease LeBron James. I'm sorry, but man, oh, man, oh, man. What is he going to do? How is he going to leave this organization when he's done? And then I don't know if you heard lately, I just heard this the other day, that he wants to wind up playing his last year, no matter what, with his son. So whoever drafts his son, his last year of his NBA career, he wants to go and play and be on the court with his son. And in a weird way, there's something very cool about that, Mike, because I don't think it's ever been done before, okay? I don't think there's ever been a father-son playing together in the NBA. So for that, it would be absolutely cool as all hell. But I just think that there's too much planning going on. There's too much behind the scenes. How is that not tampering? How is that, like, LeBron James putting that out there? How is that not tampering in the future? I'm sorry, but I just don't totally understand that. But in general, all I'm trying to say about this NBA season, when push comes to shove, my friend, I think that the Milwaukee Bucks, again, I'm a little bit of a homer, but I'm not, because at the end of the day, I'm really objective about things. I think you know this about me. I say when the Bucks are poor or bad, they're not playing well, which they haven't played well all season long. I'm going to tell you that right first and foremost. However, I do think there's a little bit more of a reason for that, and that is they don't have Brook Lopez, their anchor, and hopefully he'll be back. But with that being said, I do like the addition of Serge Ibaka, and he's working his way into this lineup. He will absolutely be a very big contributor. I'm also waiting to see what happens with guys like maybe Goran Dragic, who potentially could land in Milwaukee here in the next few days, Mike.
Yeah, no, I think if Goran ends up in Milwaukee, that's a good pickup for you. I like Dragic and what he can bring to a team, leadership. I mean, he's won some games. He's a veteran, and you know, you can never have too many veterans on a team. So, you know, look, if he ends up in Milwaukee, that's a good pickup for Milwaukee. But getting back to your LA story.
Yeah,
I saw that LeBron and Bronny thing. Okay, well, you're going to have to probably go play in Greece. Then I don't see Bronny right now. I mean, he's still only a high school kid, you know, getting to the pros. But I realize there are other things behind the scenes that LeBron could probably put in motion to have a team take a chance on Bronny. But the other thing is, You hit it on the head. Like, how is that not tampering? I mean, he even said yesterday in Cleveland, the door's not closed on returning to Cleveland. I'm like, why?
Yeah. I heard
why?
That, too. It's crazy.
Like, why
it's
do
crazy.
You do that? It doesn't make sense.
I hear
sense.
The music. We got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this hour. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, for hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close, everybody. We will be right back after the pause for the cause.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways. You can always holler at us. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, Mike Wilson, saw some pretty interesting news the other day about Brian Flores now getting a job with the Pittsburgh Steelers as an assistant head coach there. And what's intriguing about this, obviously, my friend, is that he has a class action suit going against the NFL, and yet he's still going to be employed by the NFL. Interesting, to say the least, right, brother?
No, it is interesting, to say the least. And, you know, in my head, Flores, one, shouldn't have been fired from Miami. I still find that shocking. And then, two, in my head, Andy, quite honestly, Pittsburgh was the only place that he could really end up, because I don't know, with that lawsuit baggage, that too many teams would be interested in them, and the irony of what he's suing over and the Rooney Rule and Tomlin being one of the few guys of color in the NFL that has a head coaching job, it made just perfect sense that he would hire Brian Flores to be linebackers coach and the such there in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, again, I just find it interesting because you have a guy that obviously is suing the NFL, but yet he's going to be employed by the NFL still. And again, I guess my point is this, Mike. Brian Flores won, okay? Brian Flores won, and he's going to sue, and he's still going to be employed by the company that he is suing. It's actually kind of remarkable, to say the least. Hour number one is in the books, people. That means hour number two on the horizon. Keep it close, baby. Tons to talk about in the sports world. That's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, baby.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russian forces are now shelling Ukraine. Russia claims that some of the shells fired were from a government-held part of eastern Ukraine and landed on their side of the border. Earlier, separatist leaders ordered a full military mobilization. President Biden and his defense chief are convinced that Russian leader Vladimir Putin has made the decision to invade. Secretary Lloyd Austin in Lithuania.
For months now, Russia has been building up its military forces in and around Ukraine, including in Belarus. They are uncoiling and are now poised to strike.
At a security conference in Munich, Vice President Kamala Harris warned that Russia would face unprecedented financial consequences if it attacks Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Police have arrested more than 100 protesters involved in the so-called Freedom Convoy demonstrations in the Canadian capital of Ottawa, which officials said turned violent. The convoy protests began in late January and were initially focused on the Canadian government's vaccine mandate for cross-border truckers. But now it's expanded into a broader movement against public health measures to limit the spread of COVID-19. On Friday, police arrested more than 100 people and have had 21 vehicles towed in Ottawa. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked the Emergencies Act to allow the government to expand measures to end the protests and pointed out to CNN that some people in the U.S. are funding the protesters. Officials in the U.S. are also concerned about a potential trucker convoy protest ahead of President Biden's State of the Union address on March 1st. According to CNN, you're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets for MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Will prices at the pump continue to rise? That's the big question they're asking in Washington.
With prices at the pump continuing to rise by more than 40% over the last 12 months, the Biden administration is now saying they're expected to rise again because of Russia's potential invasion of Ukraine. Speaking on Newsmax, Senate Minority Whip Republican John Thune says that President Joe Biden is responsible for those rising prices.
The first thing this president does when he comes to office is to shut down the Keystone XL pipeline, a project that would allow us to get energy from a friendly neighbor, Canada, and transport support it across the United States to make it available to where they need to help fill the gap in the supply out there for the demand that's out there.
Thune said the increase in prices mostly hurts low and middle income families, effectively giving them a $3,500 per year cost increase. From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
It seems there's progress being made on an Iranian nuclear deal.
Talks in Vienna to revive the U.S.-Iranian nuclear deal are nearing their conclusion. Iran's chief nuclear negotiator, Ali Khani, said on Wednesday that the parties are closer than ever to reaching a deal. Despite the growing opposition in Washington, a morning consult poll released on Wednesday showed that 53% of 2,000 registered voters backed the original JCPOA agreement. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. That's 800-756-3744.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You are about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others, and maybe even good evening to you people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson coming at you with tons and tons of things to talk about in the sports world, whether it's All-Star Weekend for the NBA, whether it's if we want to recap the NFL and that crazy Super Bowl and all those great finishes to all those playoff football games. We got college hoops to talk about with March Madness literally right around the corner. We got no baseball to talk about because those guys are locked out and they don't want to play and everybody's frustrated as all hell. Mike Wilson, you and I, we're not frustrated though, bro. We're talking sports, my friend. How are you, pal?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm not frustrated at all. And you brought up a great point. One of our favorite times of the year, March Madness, is right around the corner. The Pac-12 tournament will be starting here in a few weeks. The Big 12, all the Power Fives, will be doing their conference tournaments and getting teams or not getting teams into the big dance. But it's a fun time of year. College baseball has started as well. So keep that in mind as we move forward here.
Yeah, your Oregon State Beavers, bro. What's the outlook for them? I know you're always geeked up about those guys.
Of course I'm always geeked up about my guys. Look, they've started off strong. They are ranked in the top 15. They are a power school when it comes to baseball. They are in town here in the Valley of the Sun playing in the tournament out in Surprise, and they have scored almost 30 runs in their first two games. So their bats have come to life, certainly in the first two games of the season.
All right, let's take a little pause for the cause. We'll come back, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, keep it close.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets combat all forms of ED and can help men gain extra confidence when it's time to perform. No visits to the doctor, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right prescription. Blue Chew's tablets are chewable, and they're made in the USA. They prepare and ship directly, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Plus, there's a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code SPORTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code SPORTS to receive your first month free.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Usual suspects for you people, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, get at us a couple few different ways. You can always holler 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. The guy likes football. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And maybe I just like myself. I don't know. On IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports. On Facebook, it's just Dorf on Sports. Get at us a few different ways, people. All right, so, Mike, let's jump back into things here, okay? We were talking NFL briefly. We were talking all kinds of things on the open. And I want to get back into something that we haven't discussed since it happened, and that was the Super Bowl. It's kind of our time to kind of look back and think about that game. Kind of thought it went the way I thought it would, Mike, to be honest with you. Thought it would be a relatively close football game. And I thought that, in the end, Matty Stafford and the L.A. Rams would prevail because maybe they'd make one or two more plays. It wound up being Aaron Donald at the end of the game making the play on Joe Burrow. And I think that, in a weird way, that was kind of poetic justice because all this talk about Aaron Donald and his future and what he may or may not be doing. And to solidify himself, getting that Super Bowl ring, it feels pretty damn good. And now the guy maybe can walk away from this thing. But question is, did they get it right? Did Cooper Kupp deserve the MVP, or should it have been Aaron Donald?
Oh, you know what? That's a debate that's going to go on for a little bit here. I think Cooper deserved it. I mean, look, coming down the stretch, I mean, that whole drive to win the game between him and Stafford was just magnificent to watch. Now, I mean, that doesn't mean that Aaron Donald's not out of the conversation, for sure. He created his own version of chaos on the defensive side of the ball. And you can make the argument that not only is he the best defensive player in the league, but he's one of the top 3, 4, 5 guys or players in the league, regardless of position, that you can make that. I hope he comes back, but I would not blame him if he walks away and he walks away a champion and he goes on to do whatever it is that he's going to do. But he was certainly a force during the Super Bowl.
This is what I love about football, bro, is it's over, but yet we can talk about it like it's still happening. And obviously we got the draft coming up, and we'll have the off season and all the questions about whether Tom Brady's really retiring or not. And I think that in a weird way, I kind of like that instead of having the drama about what is Aaron Rodgers going to be doing, because I've been dealing with that as a Green Bay Packer fan, you know, as well as I do, for the last few years now, with him being a disgruntled employee and this and that and the other. But, you know, Tom Brady comes out relatively quick and retires, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's like, well, we'll see what I feel like in a couple few months. And when August comes around, I'm sorry, but like the guy's so used to going and doing something at that moment in time that maybe it's just like when it comes that time, he's going to want to go do it again. And I think there'll be more discussions about whether or not Tom Brady is really done. But just thinking about some of the off-season storylines, you know, you got Jimmy G, what's going to happen to him? Again, we talked about Aaron Rodgers. Will he come back to Green Bay? Will he go somewhere else? Does Tom Brady wind up coming back, or does he really retire? What are some of the better storylines that you have coming into the offseason, and what do we have to look forward to, Mike?
Look, I mean, at the same time, you know, you mentioned all of that. The whole Brady thing, you're not closing the door, never say never. Okay, Tom, just enjoy retirement, enjoy your money, enjoy your family, and just enjoy life and whatever it brings you. I don't think...
But hold on. One sec. Can I ask you a serious question? Because I don't disagree with you that he has nothing... And what I think I'm hearing from you is, like, the guy has nothing more to prove. So why not just go out and move on with your life? But I've got to ask you a serious question. And I think I know the answer, but I'm just going to ask it anyway, which will maybe make you rethink what you just said. Do you really think that Tom Brady can't play football anymore in this league? Or would you say to me that this guy is still – extremely productive, and let's go beyond that, he's still a top 3 quarterback in this league, and the dude is almost 45 freaking years old, okay? So the play on the field tells me that this dude should not retire. Am I wrong, Mike Wilson?
No, you're not wrong. He can still play. Look, he could have been the MVP of the league this year. Like, right. So, you know, I'm not rethinking, you know, if he should retire. That's not me to sit around and think about. I think he's just going to, you know.
My point is, the My point is the play on the field would suggest that this guy should not retire. And the point is that I'm making is that if this guy does retire, and what you and everybody else needs to understand is that this guy is literally walking away from a game that he can still play, and he can still play at an extremely high level. We're not talking about when Michael Jordan, the GOAT of the NBA, or at least in my humble opinion, when he walked away from the game, the dude needed to walk away from the game. Tom Brady right now, my friend, is still playing at an elite level. So the fact that the guy is willing to walk away, it just tells me something about this guy's character. Like, he wants to be a father. He wants to enjoy that part of his life. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. My point to you is this. The play that that guy has is still good enough and way good enough to still be an elite quarterback in this league. So in a weird way, what I'm saying is this. I would almost feel a little bit cheated if the guy doesn't come back and grace us with his greatness for one more season. Because I want to see this guy being – I want to see him being at the point where I think he should retire. Does that make sense, Mike?
No, it makes sense. Look, for me and his retirement, look, if he truly is walking away, if he truly is done, he's walking away with all his faculties. He doesn't have, you know, we don't know if he has, but as far as I can tell, he doesn't have any, you know, brain damage or, you know, anything like that. He's not walking away off of one leg and a torn Achilles or an MCL or ACL or anything like that. You know, I don't know how much. I'm sure there's a drive probably too. It's still in there because he's just done it. It's pretty fresh. But look, to walk away from the game of professional football with all your faculties, there's something to be said for that as well.
I'm going to go out on a limb here one more time, Mike Wilson. I'm also going to tell you Aaron Rodgers is definitely coming back to the Green Bay Packers. They get Clements as the QB coach. This guy came out of retirement, for crying out loud, to come back to the Green Bay Packers. So I'm just going to tell you right now, that's a hand-picked guy that Aaron Rodgers wanted to be in Green Bay. I'm going to tell you this also. They're either going to franchise tag Devontae Adams or they're going to sign him to a deal as well. And you know what? The gang will be back one more time because at the end of the day, I hate to say it, but it's ultimately true. The best chance for Aaron Rodgers to win is still in Green Bay, and it will not change anytime over the offseason. So all you people that think you know so much, you really don't know that much is my point. We got to take a break. I hear that music. It tells me one thing. Go to a break, Dorfman. Go to a break. All right, people, keep it close. We're going to continue raving about the sports world because that's what we love to do for you people here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Keep it close. Like I said, tons and tons to still dive into on the program. Keep it close. We'll be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and the annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, hanging out with you here, like usual, on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Holler, get at us a few different ways. Can always call us up on the phone, the old school way. 1-800-878-7529. I know that's not really in the social media era, but hey, it is what it is. We're old school, man. The social media deal, you can get at us that way. Mike Wilson on Twitter, Pigskin Opinion. Me, Dorf on Sports. Facebook, we're Dorf on Sports. Instagram, we're the real Dorf on Sports. So we got a way for you to get to us old school, new school, whatever. Speaking of that, bro, can you believe all the nonsense that you see on social media? And where I'm going with this, I don't know if you know or not. I didn't know where I was going with this until I just started talking about it. But I got a great point here. Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals, Mike Wilson. What the hell is going on with people? And what the heck is up with the social media aspect of the world that we live in now, bro? Talk to me, please.
Look, social media can be a good thing. It can be a bad thing. We both know that. I think with Kyler Murray, it's this generation's way of saying they're upset about something. I'm going to block you. I'm not going to follow you anymore, which to me and our generation, Andy, seems kind of childish, but look, this is a generation raised on social media, so I'm not shocked by it. But to me, it's Kyler's way of saying, pay me my money, extend me. And my thing is, he's going to get paid. This is probably not the way to really ingratiate yourself towards this organization, which took you number one overall. But he needs to be extended. He belongs in the NFL. But for, the other part, Andy, for me is win a playoff game, please. Make a run in the playoffs. See that, show people that you can lead a team into the playoffs, that you can win games in the playoffs, that you can make the plays when necessary to make that run in the playoffs.
All right, so I'm going to challenge you here, my friend, because I think you and I don't think we agree here at all. I see a scenario where Kyler Murray is no longer an Arizona Cardinal and that they go out and they seek a quarterback that I think is a bit more ready to win at this very moment in time. There are several suitors out there. I'm not even kidding at this moment in time. What about a guy like Russell Wilson? What about a guy like, I'm sorry, but Jimmy G? Like, he's on the trading block. I get you and I understand you. The athletic ability of Kyler Murray is fantastic. I'm going to question you and I'm going to challenge you when you tell me how good of a quarterback this guy is, because you even alluded to it when you were talking about it. Win a playoff football game. Like, do something that actually means something. I'm sorry, but I think there's a huge difference between regular season success and postseason success. And at this moment in time, the Arizona Cardinals, with this current coaching staff and this current quarterback, they have not done that in the postseason. They've had some glimmers of like spectacularness in the regular season. And then when it comes to later on in the year, and then even getting to the postseason, like, this is the first time they've done that. So I think that we got to pump the brakes. And that's kind of my point. You know, like, the social media stuff, it's so in your face, and people put it right at you. Well, I'm sorry. Sometimes you don't want to necessarily do that, because I'm reading through it. And to me, this is an insecure guy that like you said, he wants to get paid, okay? He wants to get paid, right? Well, get paid by going out there and earning it with what you do on the field. Don't sit there and start complaining about everything and saying, you know, I'm a team guy. I'm not selfish. Dude, what you're doing right now to me shows me that you're immature. That's what it shows me, Mike.
No, absolutely. And Andy, I agree with you on most everything that you said. I'm not sitting here going, oh yeah, I want Kyler Murray to quarterback my team. I don't. For me, he's too small. And the way he runs around, you know, it just takes one hit for a small guy like that just to get tagged. So I'm not sitting here going, you know, Kyler Murray's the greatest quarterback since, you know, sliced bread and sign the guy, give him his money. But at the same time, like, what's your backup plan? If he's not going to be the guy, then what does that hold for Kingsbury, the head coach? Because Kingsbury went to ownership and says, let me draft this guy. Let me get this guy, and we're going to be a much better franchise in Kyler Murray. Look, Russell Wilson's not coming to Arizona. Or Jimmy G. I don't see that happening in terms of those two teams being in the same division that could be burned by this guy twice a year. Setting up any kind of scenario with that, I just don't see that happening. I think the Cardinals and Kyler Murray are going to find a number that works for both of them, and then he can follow, you know, on Instagram again, the Arizona Cardinals and all that kind of stuff. But you are right. I mean, it showed me that he's insecure, that he's insecure, immature. If that's what you're going to do, I find it to be their version or this generation's version of throwing a temper tantrum in the middle of a shopping mall.
No, absolutely, I agree 1,000%. All right, so let's go from one clown show to another clown show, and that's the situation in Dallas where Mike McCarthy and Jerry. Have had discussions and conversations about the future, the Sean Payton potential, the Dan Quinn potential. Everything is supposed to be secure for Mike McCarthy, but I got to think that the leash continues to get tighter and tighter and tighter around his neck, and Jerry just keeps on pulling a little bit closer and closer. And I also think that Jerry's one of those guys that I wouldn't trust him. I'm sorry, Mike, but if Mike McCarthy's smart, he better be kind of thinking a couple steps ahead, because we've seen what Jerry's done in the past, and he can make some snap food decisions, and then there's decisions like Jason Garrett that take forever to make. So I don't think that Mike McCarthy is on the same level as Jason Garrett, because I almost feel like Jason Garrett was like his son for a long, long time. And I don't think that the relationship is the same with Mike McCarthy. And I do think that the window is closing for the Dallas Cowboys as far as staying competitive, to be honest with you. So that situation in Dallas, I think it's something to continue watching. What say you?
No, I think it is something to continue watching, and I absolutely agree that Mike McCarthy better be thinking down the road a few miles with his own job security, because Sean Payton, to me, I think he's going to spend a year, maybe two, with doing media stuff and being an analyst somewhere, you know,
sure.
And then kind of refresh his batteries a little bit and come back into the NFL. And about that time, I would think, you know, Fat Mike McCarthy would probably be, you know, sent down the road packing by Jerry Jones, which wouldn't shock me on the least. I mean, look, the Cowboys have coaching issues. They got guys that they're going to re-sign or let go. It looks like Amari Cooper is going to be let go. There's one of their defensive ends, I think his name is Harvey, is up for his contract. So, I mean, there are things, you know, that are going on in Dallas that people have to keep their eye on, and it's just not the coach.
Yeah, very interesting to see what transpires from the discussions from Jerry, how meaningful they really are, and what the future holds. And I don't disagree. I mean, Sean Payton, such a great offensive mind. In a weird way, I'm sorry, but I kind of think it would be fun to see what he and Dak could do together. Like, that might be pretty intriguing, right?
Oh, absolutely. That would be intriguing. And yes, Payton's a fantastic, you know, offensive mind. Look what him and Breeze did for a number of years in New Orleans. I mean, that's all you got to look at. You know, so in, I don't know, it's just such a cluster there in Dallas with between management, players, drama with, I mean, look, the cheerleaders had their own version of drama going on. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean,
it's settlement between the Dallas Cowboys and their cheerleader. Yep.
Right. No, I was just saying they got to get it solved because they're going to waste a window of a talented team if they don't get it together.
I agree. We got to take a break. I hear that music. We'll continue rapping about the sports world because there is so much to dive into. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
You're always up for some fun with the family. So you order the essentials, a new board game, some baking supplies, and even a new projector for outdoor movie night. And with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards credit card, you can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards which you can put toward an extra treat that everyone will enjoy, like an old-fashioned popcorn machine. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment?
Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6, leaving the light on for ski bums. Lift ticket prices have gotten steeper than a double black diamond. To save some money for more powder days, I suggest eating a half-frozen PB&J on the chairlift and staying at a Motel 6. They have a clean, comfortable room at a great low rate. So throw on those stretched-out long johns from a couple years ago and head for the lift lines. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, Andy Dorf, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. Get at us a couple few different ways. People, holler 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike, I want to get through a couple things with you here in this final segment. Want to talk some college hoops, and then I kind of want to talk a little NBA hoops, maybe get our thoughts as to what may happen over the last 22 games or so with the NBA. But college hoops, man, relatively exciting. Obviously, we're coming up to March Madness, literally around the corner. Gonzaga, the number one team in all of the country, they get it done. They beat Santa Clara. It was a relatively good basketball game, though. I'm not going to joke with you. That happened on Saturday. Auburn, the number two team, going down to Florida. Always a tough place to play. I'm sorry, but Florida's a tough spot to play. But Auburn's a good team. I love their guard play. Arizona, I know you're high on the Pac-12. Arizona struggled with Oregon. They did get it done, though. They win by 3 points. I watched the end of that basketball game. It was pretty fun to watch. Kentucky, man, look out for those guys. That's all I'm going to say. Look out for them. They're young. They're fun to watch. They're exciting. Kansas, could this be their opportunity, Mike Wilson? Baylor's been up and down a little bit this year because, you know, they were so good winning the national championship. And all you can have after that is maybe a little bit more questions than answers. But truth be told, Baylor's a good squad. Duke's a good squad. Mike Krzyzewski's last run at this. Villanova, look out for Texas Tech. What about that Illinois squad? They got a big dude that's tough to handle. UCLA, you get it, man. What I'm trying to say is I think there's a lot of schools that have an opportunity this time around, Mike.
No, there are a ton of schools that have an opportunity this year. You know, Gonzaga still looks like that number one team. You know, you can always question the competition in their conference and everything, but they come to play. They do what they're supposed to do. Mark Few, one of the best college coaches in the country right now and has been for a number of years. So, you know, seeing what Gonzaga is doing is not a shock. Auburn, you know, look, I agree with you, Andy. Florida, you go down to the swamp, you go down there, you better come to play because Florida can mess you up, and they messed up Auburn a little bit yesterday. And then I watched a lot of that Arizona-Oregon game for obvious reasons. I think U of A, you know, at the end of the day, is a very good team. Do they have a shot at the national championship? Absolutely. We will see what happens at the conference tournament because Vegas will be Tucson North. I mean, there's going to be so many people from Tucson up in Vegas during that tournament because U of A is good. Kentucky, I feel the same way. Lookout and Rock Chalk. Yeah, I saw some of that Rock Chalk Kansas game yesterday, and I was like thinking the same thing. Is this the year? Is this the year that I want to believe in the Jayhawks and making a run? Duke, I would love to see Duke make a run only because it's Coach K's last year. UCLA wins big yesterday as well. So, no, I mean, we've nailed the nail on the head there in terms of lots of teams. Not one team is just that hands down drag out. Okay, that's the number one team in the country. So it's going to make for a fun and exciting March Madness.
Providence, another team to look out for. Houston, yep. Another team to look out for. Purdue, Wisconsin, like the Big Ten. Here's my thought on them, dude. I don't know if the Big Ten has a team that's good enough to win March Madness, but I do think they have a lot of teams that are going to be in March Madness, Mike Wilson. Like maybe 9 out of 14 teams. Like it's ridiculous how many squads will get there.
No, it is ridiculous how many squads will get there, and I think the same thing. I think Illinois is a team that you can't take lightly. Cockburn, they're in the middle for them. I would love to see my Boston Celtics draft that big guy from Illinois. He's big, he can rebound, he's a rim protector kind of guy. But Illinois has a good team, and Michigan State found that out yesterday.
And that would be a little bit of a throwback because that guy does like to play close to the rim. I'm not saying he can't move outside, but when you're that big, you just go down there and you abuse people. And that's what Cockburn does, man. That dude he's fun to watch. He is a lot of fun to watch. He's a beast. All right. Speaking of fun to watch, great segue, by the way. Wow. NBA basketball after the All-Star break, dude. Like, what are you expecting? Okay. We've broken down a lot of, like, what could potentially happen here with certain teams that will maybe be in the top six, out of the top six, as we have that write-in tournament. I don't think you want to be 7 through 10, okay? You just don't want to be there. You don't want to have to play extra games. We know the physical wear and tear. We see what these guys do on a regular basis anyway with taking nights off, multiple nights off sometimes. The bottom line is this. I don't think they put a lot of stock into the regular season until right about now, Mike Wilson. I'm telling you right now, I think the rest of the way, teams all of a sudden figure out a way to get healthy awfully quick because you know what? This final push decides whether or not you're in the top six or if you're going to be in a write-in tournament. And like I said, I don't think you want to be finishing 7-10 because then you have to play more basketball games and more opportunity for bad things to happen. Health is the key. So how quickly do teams get healthy, and how much of a dogfight do you think this is down the stretch?
Teams will get healthy. The thing that I'm looking at, can Chicago keep doing what they've been doing all year? I mean, they're only up 2.5 games on Cleveland. They're only up 2.5 games on your Milwaukee Bucks. You know, are they kind of playing with house money a little bit there in the Windy City? I'm looking to see how my own Boston Celtics, you know, finish up because they're in the sixth spot right now. They've been playing better as of late, and we already kind of talked about Jaylen and Tatum, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum playing better together and looking like they like playing with each other. But to me, Philly, like what are we going to see out of Philly down the stretch? Is Joel Embiid going to finish off maybe a MVP season? How does Harden fit into all this? Do they keep Harden at the end of the year? But coming down the stretch, I think that pick and roll with Philly and Joel and Harden is going to prove to be something. But I'm not totally sold on them winning the title. Then you come out west, and it, you know, like we talked about earlier, Phoenix is kind of running away with it as well. And what happens in La La Land, you know, between the Clippers and the Lakers? The Lakers are just drama right now. And the Clippers are they've just been inconsistent all year. And then look, Denver and Utah, we always look at Denver and Utah as like they should be better than maybe they are right now in terms of talent, terms of record, terms of all that kind of stuff. So you're right. I mean, this is the time of year where teams try and focus in a little bit more and go after that playoff seeding and home court advantage, you know, come playoff time. So just like everything else this time of year, it's going to be fun.
All right, so I'm going to sound crazy to you right now, but I feel like it all adds up to a lot of what we had last season. The Phoenix Suns have proven to me that they have a strategy. They have a game plan, and they're going out and they are executing it better than anybody else in the regular season. On the other side, I look at the Milwaukee Bucks. This is a squad that, dude, at the end of the day, man, the nucleus that won the championship is there. That's Giannis. That's Drew. That's Chris. That's Bobby P. Now you add Serge Ibaka to the mix, who I think is going to pay his dividends for the Milwaukee Bucks in the postseason run. I really do. I think it's important for Brook Lopez to be on that floor. If he's not, I think it makes things a lot more difficult. I'm not saying it's impossible, but I think it's a lot more difficult. He is so important being that anchor on the defense. The length with his 7'1 wingspan. You know, there's just certain things that, like, you can't teach. And height is one of those things. So if the Milwaukee Bucks have Serge, Bobby P, Brooke, and Giannis down low, I'm sorry, man, but I just don't know how you can beat that. However, we haven't seen it all year, so I don't know if we will see it. Brook is the key to the Milwaukee Bucks' success. Not having Pat the Rat Connaughton because of that broken, fractured hand, that could be trouble. George Hill hasn't played a lot. That's why I think Goran Dragic could be extremely important to the success of the Milwaukee Bucks in the postseason. Having another guy that can create, dribble, drive, and dish, there's you can't have enough of that. And we've seen it over the past. So I think that the system it's there. Like, they know what they're doing. The Bucks and the Suns, like, those are my two teams that I'm looking at as far as, okay, what are they doing compared to what they did last year? And even though the Bucks aren't killing the league, when they have their three guys on the floor, there's something like 23-6. Okay. So the proof is in the pudding is what I'm trying to say. They have a proven method. The Phoenix Suns have a proven method. Can anybody get in the way of that? That's the question, Mike.
No, that is the question. And look, I mean, you look at the standings, and there's the Bucks in the five hole, but they're only 2.5 games out of their division lead, which would put them, you know, in the two spot with Chicago and then Miami. I don't know how solid of a number one seed Miami would be. I don't know.
I think Miami's good. Truly, I think Miami's good.
You think Miami's good? I mean, look, I mean, Milwaukee, they could catch fire and go from the number five team to the number one seed within a couple of weeks.
But that's the whole point. I mean, when you look at the Eastern Conference, like you're saying, 2.5 games separates number one to number five. And now that Boston has gotten on fire, they're only 4.5 games. It's like, if Boston continues the run they're on, who says that they can't be up there in the top seed?
Right.
Like, so close. That's the whole point here, Mike. It's so close in the Eastern Conference that I don't necessarily think home court means that much. I think anybody can win on anybody's floor. And Milwaukee proved to us last postseason that they can win a game 7 on the road. Enough said, right?
Oh, and that, yeah, absolutely enough said with that. I have full confidence in Milwaukee that home court does not matter to them for the reasons that you just said. The other team, they haven't done anything. So I don't trust them as much as maybe you do.
I do think, with that being said, you do want to have home court advantage at least in the first round. So a top four would be really, really nice. And again, the separation is 2.5 games. I think the last 22 games are going to be a whole heck of a lot of fun, man. I know the music's going. We got to take a break. We'll come back, do what we always do. It's called Parting Shot Time, people. Keep it close. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the world-famous Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. Oh, yeah.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, which, by the way, always live for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and then you may get a replay later on, maybe 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or I do come back maybe sometimes and do a recap of what the heck's happening on the Sports Overnight America program, which I love doing. Mike Wilson, it's parting shot time. You're up at this moment. Except I got to mention this. We got to appreciate and thank John Poulter for joining us. We talk Major League Baseball. We talk hockey with that gentleman, and we love doing it with him. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. Mike, parting shot time. You're up.
My parting shot goes out to Carl Anthony Towns of the Minnesota Timberwolves, winning that three-point shooting contest last night with a final round of 29 points. And a big man wins the three-point shooting contest. I love to see it. I know Steph and Ray Allen who were courtside, I think Reggie Miller was too, enjoyed seeing that. And I loved what Kat said in the interview. He walked in with the trophy and said, "Who bet against me?" With a big old smile. But big ups to Kat for winning that last night.
And he was definitely talking a lot about it. Kudos to him for not only talking the talk, but walking the walk. All right, brother. By the way, real quickly, get at both of us on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it would be Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, my parting shot is this, Mike Wilson. To the champs, my Milwaukee Bucks. Fellas, it's now that time of the year where you need to put it together. You need to start thinking about getting your mojo and being ready for what's to come, which is the postseason. Let's be in the top six. Better yet, let's get that number one spot. Let's show the rest of the league who you are at this moment in time, and you are the champs. So go out there and be the champs the rest of the way. For Mike Wilson, for Robert on the other side, and obviously John Poulter for joining us earlier in the program, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, baby.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russian forces are now shelling Ukraine. Russia claims that some of the shells...